Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with Kay Nicole.
Yes, 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 and good night to you. Thank y'all for tuning in. And you know who it is. It's your girl, Kay Nicole. I got my dude, DJ Big Stu, in the building with me as always. And, you know how we do it. I always got something to talk about, something we could do. You know how Kay Nicole do. And tonight, you know, y'all, I got something special for y'all. I got a young fellow in here, young brother, doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? This dude is almost family right here. I got Mr. Kawan Crawford in the building. He's a dope writer. You know what I'm saying? He's a writer, author of good books. I got Kawan right here on the line. Kawan?
Yes, I'm
Mr.
here.
Mr. Crawford? How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Yes, I can
Thank
hear you.
For
hear
me,
you
lady.
Well.
Appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you coming on the show, sir. So you know, I'm gonna just let you get right into it. Let's introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Kawan Crawford. I'm a former gangster turned scholar turned author. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. But I reside in Georgia now. This is my second home to New York. Yes, my second home. And I just do what I do.
So let's get into what you do. Let's talk about your books. Let's let them know what you wrote.
All right, I wrote a couple of novels. My first novel. It's called Love, Loyalty, and Dangerous Games. It's about a teenage hustler who he's involved in an accident and later finds out that it wasn't an accident at all. And the sequel is called Dangerous Games, No Love, No Loyalty. And it pretty much picks up from the part one. You know, it's when the main character decides. It's when the main character finally realizes that there is no love and loyalty on the mean streets. It's a good read. It's a real good read. It's a real good read.
I'm telling you, the book I read, is that the one I read, the first one?
Yeah, you read the first one, Love, Loyalty, and Dangerous Games, I believe is what you read.
That's a great, great book, man. You're doing your thing, definitely.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, since we talking about the book, I'm gonna get into some things in the book.
Okay.
So
sure.
You know, I'm gonna ask you. In the book, is this book a true story?
It's about 80% true. To be honest, it's about 80% true. I had to change some names and places to protect, you know, the innocent and the guilty, and make it, you know, a little entertaining.
Wow, it's definitely good. So since I'm talking about that, I want you to talk about, you know, because in the book you got into an accident. So I want you to tell the people a little bit about, you know, that.
When I was about 20, I was involved in an accident that left me paralyzed from the chest down. And I was in the hospital for about 20 months, going through rehab and therapy, trying to get some mobility back and adapt to life as what the doctors called, my analysis is a quadriplegic. I was diagnosed as a quadriplegic, meaning I'm paralyzed from the chest down. So while I was in the hospital recovering, a lot of people was coming out to visit me, and it was actually the inspiration for the title of my first book, that's how I came up with Love, Loyalty, and Dangerous Games, because the whole time I was in the hospital, I was getting, you know, visits pretty much every day for at least the first year. So I received a lot of love. My friends, my family was truly loyal to me. They kept me upbeat. And it was a long road, you know, but I did the time in there. I got as well as I can get, and decided to get back into society and figure out what God had for me next.
And that's definitely what's up. He's definitely an inspiration, man. Quadriplegic, this man is has an independent publishing company called Don Juan, right?
Don Juan Publications.
Publishing. Publications, right?
Yes, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about that. Let's hear about your company a little bit.
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur all my life. You know, I've always wanted to be my own boss and do things the way I wanted to do it. So back in 96, 97, I enrolled into Mega Evers College, where I received my associate's degree in business administration. And while I was receiving my business degree, I had started a management company with a partner of mine from Brooklyn called Keep It Real Management. And we had signed a few artists out of my old neighborhood and managed them for a little while. And we ended up landing them a recording deal with Fab Five Freddy. And we put out two singles before the group fell apart, and I continued to move on with my education and think of other ventures I can venture into. And it wasn't until I graduated with my bachelor's in accounting in 2002 and got out of school that I decided that writing was something I really wanted to do full time. So after I wrote my first couple of novels, I met a lady that was a minister who, her name is Candy Williams. She helped me self-publish my first novel because trying to get it published through a major was a little difficult. I had sent my manuscript out, but I didn't get that much feedback. So she showed me the steps and the process to self-publish it. So I published my novels under her publishing company first. And then she passed away shortly after my second one, which pretty much forced my hand to create my own publishing company, which is called Don Juan Publications. So that's how that came about. And, I have two novels I published already. I have two more on deck, and I'm very busy. I'm looking to put out some poetry sometime soon, but I'm looking to do that with someone because I write poetry, but I'm not that skilled. So if somebody out there that's writing some poetry, they definitely want to get in touch with me.
All right. Why you on the street? I mean, did you ever have this type of thoughts, like writing, any of that, in the music business, the poetry?
Well, I mean, I've always been a hustler. You know, I've always had hustle in my blood. So, you know, I just realized as I got older, I just continued to change the products I hustled. So being a quadriplegic, I had to come up with something that was realistic, something that I could actually handle. I mean, realistically, it's not like I can be a construction worker or anything. So once I started examining all my options, and I realized I had some writing skills and people was, encouraging me to tell my story at this point, I decided to start writing. It was something that came, later on in life after my accident.
Okay. That's cool. So how many so far today? You say you have two books you published?
Yeah.
How many books did you okay. Two books published and two on the way. What's the name of the next two coming?
My next book coming is called The Hood Keeper, and it's about a young cat that was a bully and, you know, grew up to be one of them guys who basically felt like he had to look out for his hood and ends up meeting tragedy at the end. You know, through at the hands of the fate of one of the cats he had once bullied or something like that. So, you know, I don't want to give the whole story away, but it's going to be very interesting. And my fourth book, which I think is going to be my best, is a novel that I haven't quite finished. It's about 70% done, but it's called They Say I'm an Inspiration. And it's really a book about me paying homage to people I've met throughout my life that inspired me in one way or another to do the things that I've done. So, you know, it's going to be real deep. It's going to be my ideas and analogies and theories on everything from slavery to education to relationships. And, you know, my opinion on life in general.
That sounds good.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one.
Sounds good. Because what I, oh, man, I blew my mind. Definitely a page turner. But we're going to get into some music real quick, Kawan, and we're going to come right back because I have we're going to chop it up for a little while. I got a few questions for you, bro.
All right,
so just hold on a minute. This is your girl, K. Nicole. This is Beef Stew Radio, y'all. DJ Big Stew, let's get into some music real quick. Come right back.
Bones get disconnected like the phones. Now, I'm a hardened criminal. how's life controlled by the war? Still a thrill makes me blind to the fact I can do real time. I'm a prisoner of my crimes. Know the price, know the risk, know the wrongs and the rights. Now I'm incarcerated for my life.
Back, it's your girl K Nicole, Speech Through Radio. We got Mr. Kawan Crawford in the building, author, CEO of Don Kawan Publications. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you, girl.
All right, we're still here. So in the first book, you was getting that fast money, you was doing your thing, had the women, had, you know, you was living your life, you know. You still, from the way you talk to me now, I can see you still got your little game going. So, you know, how's the difference between, you know, the Mac and now?
Ooh, good question. How's the difference?
Certain differences is obvious, but you know.
I'm a little more respectful these days. I think in my younger days, I wasn't as respectful to the women as I am today. And actually, the moral of my story of the first book is, you know, the most dangerous game a man can play is with a woman's emotions. So I think the difference now is when I meet a woman, I try to be, you know, honest as possible and give them the option to want to, you know, get involved and not. Opposed to when I was younger, I just told them what I think they wanted to hear just to, you know, get my way.
I
think that's the difference. Yeah, that's the difference.
As far as you, you know, going through your life of hustling and your life of, you know, now you're a businessman, author. Well, you probably was always a businessman, but you know what I'm saying, an author, you know, different type of business. You know, are you happy right now? Is this a place you comfortable at?
Oh yes. I mean, honestly, I'm truly blessed. I'm very spiritual, and I've grown to realize that even though the fast money and the life was a beautiful thing, that there's nothing like a peace of mind. And I feel at ease that I don't have to look over my shoulder anymore like I used to. Like I'm in a very good place right now. Life is good.
I hear that. So when you became a writer, right, and you just said, you know what, I'm just handing it in. Was it like a quick switch, or were you still trying to do your thing, and then it had to be like, yeah, I can't do this, you know? How did that work?
Well, actually, the transition really wasn't that difficult for me personally, because I'm a very strong person. And actually, before I started going back to school, you know, I just woke up one day and realized that I was retiring from the streets, and I haven't been back since. And that was back in about 95, 96 sometimes. So when I decided to make the change, I just did it, and I stayed firm with it. And the transition was difficult because the lifestyle was completely different, and it actually cost me a few people that I thought were friends you know, because, you know, birds of a feather flock together. And since I wasn't living a certain kind of life anymore, you know, I was kind of shunned, but it was cool because I made a decision that was best for me, and I'm happy with it.
That's right. You're doing well, too. How many books have you sold? You're doing pretty well, so.
I have over 7,000 copies in circulation all over the world.
Right.
I had a few sales coming out of, Afghanistan through military folks. You know, I've sold books all over the country. You know, as far as California. You know, I've had a cat get at me that was on death row about one of my books. And, you know, everyone has given me rave reviews about it. And when I say 7,000 copies, I'm talking like pretty much independently. Like I don't have any major distribution. This was all done like out the back of the trunk of the car and through my friends and family and, you know, the love that I had. So that's good for me.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
And counting.
Definitely in counting. Do you feel like you have, I always want to know, is it in the book world, do y'all have like that competition thing going? Did anybody ever, you know, make you feel like, I'm just wondering,
I'm running to a few selfish authors who don't really want to share any kind of assistance with me on how they came up and do what they do. So I guess it's like any other business. It is a little competition. It's a little competitiveness out there. But me personally, I've been a person on focusing on just keeping my product and marketing scheme tight and not really, you know, looking to the left and the right of what's going on. I just focus on what I do.
That's it. And I just love the book. I want to know, tell me a little bit about the second one, the one that you getting ready, that you got coming right now, coming out.
Dangerous Games, No Love, No Loyalty. It's more like a revenge book because at the end of the first book, the main character discovers that, you know, it was a couple of people that he thought were friends or loved him was actually behind the accident, and it kind of fades out like that. So the second book picks up from that point, and the main character is bent on being very vindictive and wants some revenge and spends, you know, some time trying to go on with his life, but can't get how to get these characters back out of his mind to the point, you know, it consumes him. And after he gets the payback, doesn't really receive that much satisfaction. And that's when his world begins to unravel and the realities of the streets, you know, kicks in and he realizes that there is no love and loyalty on the streets, that it's really an illusion. It's a real good book. The ending is just as good as the first one.
And that's well said. Let me ask you this. Like, I know the first book is based on true story. Is that how you get most of your stories from your life experience?
Yes. Actually, most of my stories are from, you know, my life experiences, things that I've done throughout the years, and, mostly before my accident when I was working for the devil. You know, I wasn't as spiritual and godly as I am now. So it's basically most of the stories are things that I've either witnessed or experienced myself.
All right. On that note, Mr. Kwan, we're going to play some more music. We'll be right back, and I got a couple more questions for you. We're going to keep chopping it up for a little while. So this is your girl, K. Nicole, Beef Stew Radio. It's Ladies Night. Y'all stay tuned in.
Young Clem, we in here. 5 o'clock in the morning. It might be 3 though.
See some ladies in here tonight, I might marry. Gone off the belly and throne, it's too scary, baby. You can have whatever you like, it's too fairy. I do anything to leave it a night, but you share it. Get you open, all the things that I would do to you. Smack it up, flip it down, weigh it up, break it down. Lean you to your side, yeah, and ask you who's your daddy now. Gotta even open your eyes, know what you're looking at. And I ain't have to open my eyes when I was cooking that. Guess it was love at first sight, eye contact. Remember the night we first met, I caught a contact. Let's see my ride or die. It's us against the world. You know we both hustling, so hustling is our world. Just a must have had too much to drink. I'm in my G mode. So all the ladies repeat after me, cause it's the G code. Promise if I get locked, you come and pay my bond. If you hear some niggas plotting on me, you ring the alarm. And that's how you get to me, it's gonna be the bomb. And in these unlucky streets, you gon' be my lucky charm. I could see some ladies in here tonight, I might marry. Off the belly and throne, it's too scary, baby. You can have whatever you like, it's too fairy. I do anything to leave it at night, but you share it.
Promise to treat this game IDO. Honor the code, not bring drama to mama's peephole. Life's a bitch, but she's the only love that I know. Oh, oh. So let a day after the I do's, let's do Mercedes. Let's tie the knot, let's grab us a pot, let's make a baby. Looking back, I don't know who threw this bouquet to me, but I walk down this aisle faithfully. Cut that cake for me. I, Jay-Z, take this unlawful lady to have in the hole, into the task force role, to hug her every corner till I get ash from the cold. Only to love a master fortune, too much cash for me to fold. Fold under pressure, I would never, ever, ever, ever. Your secrets I treasure, for better or worse. You'll always be my first love. To death do us part, pull the hearse up, my first love.
I said I see some ladies in here tonight, I might marry. Going off the belly and throne, it's too scary, baby. You can have whatever you like, it's too fairy. I do anything to leave it a night, but you share it.
Attractive than a heavy praying woman. I too a him when those and them been defecating on me. Her with sense of heaven and him when him Andre Omen. Baby, I'm here.
Yeah.
Save it on bill.
No, no.
Crazy, I tell you all of this in the middle of a club where words tend to get thrown around lightly, like love.
No.
Friend. Rock star and so and so's a genius. So him vow to never utter him do unless him mean it. Her proud like her mother and woo. Mom is sweet, so you just know that juice the fruit ain't gon' fall too far from tree. So if we ever whoop the whoop, I want all that bleep to bleep on this nasty carpet, Bixby fresh on one knee. Say you do, I do, I do, I do, I do. So we can float up out of here in this hot air balloon. Let's put a baby butterfly up in your little cocoon. And maybe 20, 30 hour baby, she'll be nerdy, make the whole club swoon.
She'll love book and cook and look just like you. And when she's done being young, she'll dress like you. We'll call her Love 22. She'll tote it 22. The laser version.
Death. I got what you need. Grizzle won't
the dolo, my nigga, I say solo.
Solo.
S on my chest, that's my Superman logo.
Logo.
Bounce from a quarter to an ounce like it's pogo.
Boing.
Always striking deals, cause I got it for the lolo.
Lolo.
Pick me up, don't let me down unless I got a parachute. Okay. You know I stay cold, make a hater drink some therapy. Watch me battle rap, and for sure, I'll embarrass you. You'd have to do it big to make a real nigga scared of you. Always got it on deck, I got what you need, Out here hustling real hard, cause I got mouths to feed. Can get you coca weed and even sometimes ecstasy. But I don't do that hand to hand unless you know me. Always got it on deck, always got it on deck. I got what you need, I got what you need. Always got it on deck, always got it on deck. I got what you need, I got what you need. Always got it on deck, always got it on deck. I got what you need, I got what you need. Always got it on deck, always got it on deck. I got what you need, I got what you need. I put on for my city like I'm Jeezy the Snowman.
Yeah.
Keep it on deck like an ace in a hole, man.
Go.
Dope boy swag, got a taste for the dough, man. Building from the ground with schematics and flow plans. In charge like Charles Scott Bayo. I'm all over the bread like Hellman's got mayo. Fuck haters, get under your skin like infant tango. Hood rich, building blocks like a set of Legos. Whack rappers try to try, but they looking tired. Donald Trump on these haters, bitch you fire. The better man for the job always gets high. And that's me, hustle hard, nigga frizzle fry. Always got it on deck, always got it on deck. I got what you need, I got what you need. Always got it on deck, always got it on deck. I got what you need, I got what you need. Always got it on deck, always got it on deck. I got what you need, I got what you need. Always got it on deck, always got it on deck. I got what you need, I got what you need. Money make the world go round, by the ounce or by the pound. Keep it rolling, keep it trucking. Look who's making money now. Popping up and
I got what you need. This your girl K Nicole, this Beast Through Radio, and we in the building. We got Kawan Crawford in the building. Oh man, what's up, Kawan? I gotta ask you, where did you get Don Kawan from? I like that, Don Kawan.
I like that. That's what's up. actually, one of my dudes, a cat from my neighborhood, named James, had started calling me Don Kawan in reference to like out of the Godfather. I think he got it from the Godfather movie. He kind of thought that I was a cat that symbolized a person that was like a godfather. So he just came up with the Don Corleone and then switched it to Don Kawan. You know, later on in life, I began to embrace it. And that became my nickname for those that are extremely close to me.
Don. The women Don. I like that. Don
Kawan.
You say it smooth too, Don Kawan. I can't say it like that.
See, and Don is also supposed to be in reference to a man of respect. It's for a person that has a high level of respect.
A Don, okay. That's cool. Let me ask you, you got the publishing company, you author, doing independent stuff. What are you trying to accomplish? Like, what is the goal? What are your goals?
My main objective and my main goal is to try to save and change as many lives as possible for the positive. Since there was a time when I corrupted the neighborhood with drugs and violence, and you know, I know in my younger days I changed a lot of lives for the negative. So my mission now is to reverse that and try to make amends while I'm still here. I want young folks to read my story and know it, and know that that street life is not the route to take. So that's my mission. I want to change someone's life for the positive, and as many as possible.
All right, that's cool. And what about business-wise? What is the goals for the company? How, what do you see yourself?
Well, business-wise, I see myself as a person who, once I become successful financially, I want to do some philanthropy. I want to put myself in a position to give back to my neighborhood specifically. I'm still in touch with people. I have a lot of friends and family that's hurting. And, if I can make a difference in their lives, that's something I want to try to accomplish with my mission, which is what I'm trying to do.
Okay, that's cool. If there's anything you could do over, anything, is there anything you would do differently?
The only thing I probably would have done differently is I might have went to college directly out of high school. That might have been the one thing I would have done differently. Everything else, I probably wouldn't change. I believe everything happens for a reason, and all the people that I passed in life, both good and bad, played a role in making me the character I am today. And
okay,
I appreciate them all.
All right, that's cool. In the book, in your first book, you had a girl in there that was your best friend. Do you still keep in touch with that person?
Yes. Okay. I think you're talking about a character based. Her name is Melanie.
Melanie. Yes.
Yes, my best. Yes, actually, yes. I speak to her all the time. We're still extremely close.
Okay. Cool. That's weird. Oh man, it's just, your book is going to definitely do some wonders and stuff like that. Is what inspiration? What words would you give somebody that's trying to come out, trying to publish their books, or even trying to take the step as starting a publishing company?
I would say just do a little bit every day towards your goals. I mean, That's how I operate. Like once I lock into a vision and a goal, what I do is I take a moment out of every day to do something to reaching that goal. So if you want to write, if you want to put together your own novel, I would say write something every day until the novel is completed. You know, you definitely don't want to take no time off, because it's a process. So you want to work on it like as often as possible. Even if you just write like a paragraph or a couple of lines or something. You know, every day you want to do something toward achieving that goal is what I would tell someone. And as far as starting your own publishing company of sort, I would say do your research and probably take a couple of business classes. And, you know, I mean, it's not necessary, but a couple of business classes won't hurt to help understand, you know, just business in general is what I would tell someone wanting to either write or start their own business.
Okay. That's great advice. Now, how do you feel people treat you now? Do you feel, you know, you feel like you get treated differently?
I'm a believer in you get what you give. So I live my life every day, all day, trying to be respectful to people and those around me, and that's what I receive back. I get a lot of love and a lot of respect, and that's something in life that I cherish. I need that. It's a part of my life. I like to respect people, and I like people to respect me. And I think from then to now, I receive a great deal of respect. Basically, because of where I've come from to where I came. I mean, most people, when they hear about my books, they don't really know my previous life. And then once they know how bad it was and how much of a gangster I used to be, then they begin to understand and appreciate who I am now and respect the transformation, which wasn't easy.
I hear that. That's definitely true.
Yeah. They treat me pretty well. They treat me pretty good. I can't complain.
That's good. So, businessman, entrepreneur, writer, what's your downtime like? What do you enjoy? Hobbies?
My downtime when I'm not trying to scheme on this hustle and do what I do, I like to play chess. I'm a chess player. You know, I play with a couple of my buddies from New York. We go online, you know, we play some chess, and it's a good way for me to not think about the business at hand. It's a game that I have to focus on, and when I play, you know, I'm like meditating. It's kind of like yoga. I'm in heart. So if I'm not doing that, I'm usually soaking up a little sun or, you know, just spending some time with the family and my close friends, basically.
Appreciate
the little things in life these days, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Appreciate the little things.
Definitely. So what about the other side, the downtown? What else is your uptown? What do you like to do? What do you like to do as far as, like, entertainment purposes, going out? What you do on a date? I want to...
On a what? On a date?
When you taking them out, I want to know. I know your downtime, you like to enjoy chess and stuff like that. When you want to go out, hang out, what's your spots?
I grew up kind of fast and hard. I used to party, hit the club 7 days a week, so... I don't really do a lot of that. I like to do a grown and sexy concert these days. Like, you know, if somebody's coming into town, you know, some old school R&B artists, I like to go out, you know, catch a nice concert or some, maybe some comedy. You know, I love to laugh and have fun, so I like to do a little comedy. And, you know, if I'm out on a date, it's what I think I heard you ask me. you know, I treat a lady like a lady. You know, I like to go out, eat, you know. The cause is very important to me, so I like to find a place that's, you know, extremely sexy and extravagant, something special.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So let the people out here know where we could get stuff up, get your books, get your websites and anything.
All right. Well, basically all the information about my books, where you can buy them at and purchase them, is on my website. I have a website. It's called www.donkawan.com. And it's one word, and it's DonKawand. And my website will tell you how to go about ordering actual hard copies. And actually, if you order them from the website, you know, I handle that personally. I'll send you an autographed copy if you get it off the website. If not, you can also order them on Amazon.com as an ebook, you know, through Kindles or Kindle apps. If you have that kind of, you know, electronical device, you can get them through the e-books, through Amazon and stuff like that. But those are my only sources of distribution at this point. And you will not be disappointed.
Make sure y'all go out there and support. Get the books. You won't be disappointed. You definitely won't. Before we get out of here, is there anything you would like to say to anybody? Shout out, maybe.
Well, I definitely want to shout out my projects, Marlboro Projects in Brooklyn, New York.
Marlboro.
You know, to my family and friends, the Crawfords, all of them. My little cousin in the A, the Holy Boy, who's CEO of 2018. I do a little consulting with him with the music business. We're trying to keep that thing going, too. I still love music. Like to shout out my homie Big Flav and my dude James, who, you know, my chess buddy. So those are my dudes I get to chess in. And outside of that, you know, all of the ladies and all the dudes I've passed in my life that helped me become the man I am today. I definitely want to thank all of them.
All right. You got your man, Don Kawan. It's your man,
you like that.
Kawan
Crawford.
You like saying that. That's what's up. Don Kawan. Yeah. Kawan Crawford. The man, the author, in the building. Thanks for coming, bro.
I appreciate it. Good
I appreciate
night.
It, too. You have a good night as well. This your girl, K. Nicole. You know, once again, I want to thank Kawan Crawford for coming in and bless the Beef Stew Radio. You know, it's a nice, you know, nice talk, man. His book is definitely good. Make sure y'all go out there and support. We'll get into some more music, and we'll be right back. You know how we do it.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Yeah, it's your girl K. Nicole. You know how we do it. We just had Kawan Crawford in the building bringing his books, Love, Loyalty and Dangerous Games, and Dangerous Games, No Love and No Loyalty. And he got two more coming out after that. You know, make sure y'all check him out. We have the website, we have his website on our website, Beef Stew Radio. So y'all check him out, you know what I'm saying? We got some more music to play. You know how we do. We in the building for a little while longer because, me and Stu got some else. We getting ready to get into some more business stuff. It's always more and more stuff. Always moving and moving and moving and keep growing. That's how we do it at Beef Stew Radio. Let's get into some music, Stu. Stu kind of quiet today.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Bottle after bottle, model sure to follow. Anti-denim, artful dodges, crystal spilling, pocket full of dollars. Wrist don't blink, you're fucking with a baller. Ballin' like Jim Jones up in Harlem. Bottles of that rosé, the life of the party. Let's toast to the moment, might not see tomorrow. VIP jumping, she can roll if she swallows. So much swag, popping tags at the mall. My homie so fresh, smoking good, living hard. G650, I'm soaring on them cuz. Just touched down the day, being Amsterdam tomorrow. Flight after flight, live the life of a boss. When she's down for the night, I'll be gone in the morning. Champagne life, yeah, something like the dawn. Looted 13, taking shots at the bar.
Getting money, fucking wild bitches, yeah.
Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. She around us, trying to be something. Velvet rope, red carpet event. Thugs turn to stars, throw the car in these tents. Open the mouth wide, call a big shot filler. Started kissing on me like my name Jason Filler. Bartender rewind and shots of tequila. Hill up, will up, ATZ that nigga. Hard work pays off, act made off. 30 bottles of roll, let's have a spray on. My body the target, my aim is superb. Trying to bust off like a cheddar bob hurry. This the life we live, till we DC. Just doing my numbers like a receipt.
Yeah.
This is the north part of Yonkers, their home, a whole world unto itself. You can get to any borough 30 minutes from here, and it might as well be 3,000 miles away. Over there, that's Alexander Street Precinct. The sounds of the sirens fill the neighborhood. It was around 1997.
When I'm gone, the whole world gon' know my name. keep riding. Dream some big things on my grandmama couch. Hit some big things at my grandmama house. Cause when you play the game, every strike counts. And why they call them eight balls if they don't bounce? Bag full of breakdowns in the backyard, but you can't get them out to the backyard. But now I got a whole lot of everything, and I come through nothing. And now the whole world gon' know my name, and I used to have nothing. But now I got a whole lot of everything, that's why I come through nothing. When I'm gone, the whole world gon' know my name. What it do, nigga? 1000. Who you be, nigga? Label a hero. Dope game, no shame, nigga, more pain. A young nigga insane. From the windows of the trap, see the prison bars. Flashing lights on top, we call them prison cars. Before my niggas make a living on their mobile phone. Grind hard till your earrings cost them overhaul. Ain't nothing wrong with that, get your mobile on. Get the bricks butt naked, get your struggles on. Out of all the bullshit I could've focused on, said fuck that shit and kept my focus on.
Nothing, but now I got a whole lot of everything, and I come through. And now the whole world gon' know my name. And I used to have nothing, but now I got a whole lot of everything. That's why I come through nothing. When I'm gone, the whole world gon' know my name.
Yeah, they try to stop a nigga, but I won't let him. See the wheel? How the fuck you ain't gon' sweat him? Bet you one thing, bet your niggas won't bet him. G5 take off, you know I'm gon' jet him. Road trip ain't shit, you know I go get him. Plus my mans in his check, you know we gon' split him. Not so many shoes that I can't wear him. From that real nigga cloth, that's why you can't tear him. Always knew that I'd make it out someday. Traffic jam, I was going down the one way. 12 used to hit the block, I had the runway. Now this nigga be flies in the runway.
But now I got a whole lot of everything, and I come through nothing. And now the whole world gon' know my name.
Another Tuesday afternoon.
I see you watching me.
Stoned on the couch, nothing to do.
Just call me Peggy Monday.
Another day.
Posters and stuff. I was just wondering, what's this crowd of people here?
We getting frat party.
Project X, frat party wasted. Cars in the swimming pools, you up in the basement. It's going down. Chicky to chest, yeah. It's how we get it in when we frat party wasted. Project X, frat party wasted. Cars in the swimming pools, you up.
off in the basement, it's going down. She get your chest, yeah. This how we get it in when we rap party wasted.
Said it's an all out, we expect cakes on the table. Stayers on the dance floor like we run a stable. Animal party, Team Envy, Blues Brothers type shit. Revenge of the nerds, multiplied by 10. Spring break, super bad bitches, kinda trouble. But I'm McLovin the craziness, it's on another level. Mardi Gras up in the kitchen, Woodstock up in the yard. Carnival up in the pool, hedonism on the lawn. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker blow up. Take the towels off the bitch, I wanna see you show up. No limits, no hoes, bars, heavy tolerance. You mix them all together when you hit it, so some crazy shit. Frat party wasted, Project X shit. Ain't nobody leaving, we gon' barricade the exit. Mandatory by the whole week, worth the party now. Wanna see you standing in the morning. Project X. Frat party wasted, cars in the swimming pools, you up in the basement, it's going down. She get your chest, yeah, that's how we get it in when we frat party wasted. Project X, frat party wasted, cars in the swimming pools, you up in the basement, it's going down. She get your chest, yeah, that's how we get it in when we frat party wasted.
New Team Bendy logo looking proper on its own. We all getting frat party wasted till 6 in the morning. No cover charges, you crazy. Five shots of double strings, throw that funnel back, call it initiation. Let the party begin, I'm chasing your shots, just go in. Only authority in here, the proof on that bottle of gin. Or that Henny, the rock, or that grandma. You ain't knowing you grow in the snack city. Mix it the right thing. X game, white boy, sniffing white of office, be a man. Black skateboard and niggas eat up, they young dead. Fall out, you a victim. My tattoo artist is vicious. He'll violate your face, the project exhibit. We ain't nothing but food. Pass the DJ drinks, so we can puke on the record. There'll be couches on fire, shoes on fire. Niggas knocked out, crazy glued to the floor. Make some project X. Frat party wasted, cars in the swimming pools, you up in the basement, it's going down. She get your chest, yeah, that's how we get it in when we frat party wasted. Project X, frat party wasted, cars in the swimming pools, you up in the basement, it's going down. She get your chest, yeah, that's how we get it in when we frat party wasted.
Look like a million man march, how we got the party spilling in the streets like
we ain't going home.
Spring blink competitions, who could go the lowest.
We ain't going home.
Shots of tequila from the super soakers for the coldest.
We ain't going home.
Fights with Ciroc and them balloons and the togas.
We ain't going home.
Project X, frat party wasted, cars in the swimming pool, zoo up in the basement, it's going down.
She get your chest, yeah, that's how we get it in when we frat party wasted.
Project X. Frat party wasted, cars in the swimming pools, you up in the basement, it's going down.
She get your chest, yeah, that's how we get it in when we frat party wasted.
Yeah. El Gunner. Janice Owens in the building. Let's go.
ExcaliburZero.com, bringing you another big gun.
There's plenty more for you to see.
She got me straight zoning, mind straight roaming. Every time I see your picture with a face on it, put you so good, I cannot wait on it. In the lingerie all black with the laces on it, I undress it slow as I'm kissing all your body. Mommy, use a hottie, look at how you got me open like a fridge, you know what it is. I want you in my life, girl, as long as I live. Married with children, call me your Al Bundy. You can be my peg as long as you're down for me. Cause you gotta have my back, help me weather the storm. It's me and you to the max when the weather gets warm. On, skipping out the country on foreign trips. Hell's dinner in Milan on some morning shit. Red bottles of wine, take it morning sips. Just me and you to the dawn, you dick. I'm just thinking about you. You got me in the zone for your body, I'm straight fiending. No intervening, I'm drunk with your love, straight leaning. Think about you with a perfect place to play semen. You'll have my baby, I promise that I'ma hold you down. Wishing you rough,
I'm here to let you know that now that I'm the one for you, baby. Know that as a fact. To show you it's real, I'ma tattoo your name on my back. Girl, I can show you better than I can tell you. You my love, you my drug, you my paraphernalia. You could be my Whitney, I could be your Nelson Mandela. Never lose that bond, and everything stellar. Let's start a new and make everything true. Just us two, this is long overdue. You could be my boo as long as the sky blue. I'm just sitting here thinking about you, beautiful.
You really don't know what's gonna be. Just anymore for you to see. I just want it to be you and me. I'm just sitting here thinking about you. You really don't know what's gonna be. Just anymore for you to see. I just want it to be you and me. I'm just sitting here thinking about you.
Yeah. You got me thinking about you, baby. About you. Look how you got me going, baby. You got me going, baby. Yeah.
That's my joint. This your girl, K. Nicole. We back, and I'm back. You know how I do it, man. It was a good interview, man. Definitely go out there and support the dude, you know. Everybody got to support everybody. You know how it is, you know. Got to look out for each other. That's the name of the game, you know. Support each other. I'm in here with Stu in here quiet. You know, in the crates right now, doing his thing as always. You know how we do it on Beastu Radio. Got some more music to play and more stuff to go, you know. I'm just here letting Stu do his thing. We ain't here doing the damn thing. I know at 1:30 we got something to get into, you know. Always something. Always something to do Friday night. Those of y'all that's partying tonight, make sure y'all stay safe. You know, make sure you're out there, you know, have your drinks, but don't get too crazy. You know. Things does happen, especially nowadays and these days, man. But what's up with the Republicans, man? What's going on, man? We got a Republican saying that women body can do some amazing things that the women didn't even know the body can do. These Republicans are amazing. Like, all right, it's no hands down. I'm Democratic. No hands down. I'm going the Democratic way. But the thing that just bugged me out, like, whoever, whatever you are, Democratic or Republican, I mean, you got to really be paying attention to what your candidate is saying, you know? And Mitt Romney don't want to go with no solar life. He don't want to look into nothing that got to do with the environment. He wants to cut all that out. That's very important. Our environment, this is where we live. This planet is getting very full. People are populating like crazy, you know? We got this planet populated, and it's getting more and more. And the more you look around, especially in New York, there's so much buildings and so much, you know, You got to go a little deep to get a little piece of land. You know what I'm saying? And a piece of land in New York City, ooh, boy. Better have some money out here. Definitely. I'm just saying, man. So think about it. You don't want to invest in anything that could preserve air or somehow keep our planet clean. He don't want to do that. Mommy wants to invest in doubling the amount of oil we use and pump now. So, I mean, like, we seen the Gulf spill. There's been a bunch of spills, oil spills, major oil spills. And all the oil we get in, we still ain't, I don't know what's happening with our taxes and the oil that's, you know, keeping up our heat and all that stuff. Everybody bills is up. So when we pump more oil, is the oil going to cost more? Like, I mean, then he's taking away the Medicare for the, you know, senior citizens, you got to think about the candidates, man. Think about where it's going to go. You got to vote for the person you feel is going to be best for you. And sometimes the person best for you is not the person that you think it is going to be. You know, I don't know, but either way you put it, I don't see, unless you are a person that said Mitt Romney caliber, you a business owner, major business owner, and you ready to invest big time money like they're investing into his campaign right now, then you not, trust me, his help is not for you. You know, I'm listening to it. He's still throwing a race card at Obama, you know, still, they still want to see if he's a American or not. That's just crazy how it's going down, you know. Still, to this day, I don't know what he's planning to do. What, we all know that what he's trying to cut. We want to know that what he's trying to, we don't know what he's trying to put in place. So, you know, I don't know. I think everybody needs to pay attention to what's going on inside the campaign, what's going on with your country. You got to know. This is some serious business, man. The wrong people get in the wrong place. It causes a lot of pain for certain people. Make sure y'all go out there and vote. Go out there and vote, man. Get out there as much as you can. Make sure y'all got your IDs and everything else, because they going crazy now. They telling people, certain people, they can't even vote. They done changed the voting hours. What I don't understand is how come it's to go down? How come it's just going down this way? How come they don't make these rules definitely be enforced for the next presidential election? How can you just change the rules now, or maybe now try to enforce rules that you didn't, you never enforced before? It's just crazy. And they're allowing it. So you know the way the polls are looking, Obama is on top. And if Obama loses, it's just going to go down just like it went down with Bush and Al Gore. Yeah, I know what happened. Pay attention to your country, man. Make sure y'all pay attention to what's going on. You have to. We have to pay attention to what's going on, because nowadays, man, I'm telling you, you get the wrong candidate now. Jobs is gone. You already got the... Our school system is... I don't know what's going on in New York City school systems, you know? It's just crazy. So, you know, we're going to get into some new, more music. I'm going to let DJ Big Stu do his thing real quick. And I'll be right back. You know? Here we go.
All day, baby. I know. Always in the building. Believe that.
Monday, Tuesday, some days of the week. Wednesday, Thursday, some days of the week. Friday, Saturday, some days of the week. Sunday, yesterday, some days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, some days of the week. Wednesday, Thursday, some days of the week. Friday, Saturday, some days of the week. Sunday, yesterday, some days of the week. Smoked out, bitch. Oh, me.
I waste on nobody. All day, baby. Bleed it. Yes, and I'm here. It's your girl, K. Nicole. It's Beast Through Radio. We on air. You know how we do. Yep, it's your girl, K. Nicole, man. Yo, shout out to the whole BK. Definitely shout out to the BK. Shout out to Marlboro PJs out in Chiefs Head Bay. Want to shout out all the Marlboro's heads. Got some family out there. Shout out to the fam, too. Love you, love you. You know how we do it. We about to get out of here in a minute, man. I got Stu probably going to play about 2, maybe 3 more songs. You know, life goes. We got to do what we do. Got some things we're going to take care of tonight. Make sure y'all vote. You got to really pay attention to that vote. I'm not going to keep stressing. I'm going to stress that all the time, man, because I think I'll be going crazy looking at the news, looking at this vote stuff, man. Why? I don't know, but I'll be watching it hard, you know, watching it real hard, seeing who's doing what, what's doing what. This is probably the year I paid attention to the election more than any year, you know what I'm saying? I know last year when Obama first came in, I wanted Obama, and I ain't gonna lie, you know. I just wanted Obama, and he's black, I'm black, but I liked it, what he brought to the table more than Senator McCain, so I was for Obama, you know. This year, I'm really listening to what's going down, what they got in the plan for us, both sides, you know. I'm going for what's best for the best. And right now, the best is for us to stay where we at, because the change that they're trying to bring to us is something that we can't even afford right now. Man. I'm hearing all kind of crazy stuff going on in the news, too. It's a crazy, sad story, but just heard this lady today in the news, man. I'm not sure what today. It might have been today or maybe another day, but it might have been today. Lady called 911, 911 tape. She says her boyfriend killed her son and cut his head off. Cut his head off. Then on the tape, she's like, "No, no, no, he didn't do it. I did it. I did it. I did it." This lady sounded like she was crazy. Then you could hear her killing herself almost. She killed herself. This lady cut her child head off. I mean, unbelievable. Like, and had the head in the freezer. Like, that story straight up brought tears to my eyes. I couldn't believe it. Like, there's some real cruelty. Some real, real cruel people in this world right now, man. You got to stay up on your news. Stay up on current events. Stay up on how the economy, the country, and everything is changing, man. You got to pay attention nowadays to everything. Everything, you got to keep your mind, you know, your eyes open. There's no games right now. It never was no games, but right now it's like real serious. We need to pay attention, because if you're not paying attention, you're going to be back in the same boat you was in, you know? They say history repeats itself if you let it happen. So pay attention, man. Pay attention to how these guys is, you know, especially in the politician party. How they trying to change, how they trying to take things away. Pay attention to what they trying to take from our children in school, what's going on. Everybody got to pay attention to what's happening, man. This world is what it is, man, you know. On a good note, I want to give big shout out to Stu, DJ Big Stu, this dude right here, man. I be seeing DJ Big Stu at 99.3.
I want to say big shout out to him for sure, man. Do big shout outs to over there eating, man. Save me some of that food. I look good over there, too. Eating and in the crates doing things. He getting it together, man. Stu about to take it to a whole nother level. And that's what's up. That's, you know, all Beef Stu Radio support. That's how we do a Beef Stu Radio, man. We make moves. We doing big things with Guan, you know? Got some more music playing. I got maybe like two more songs before I jump up out of here. Maybe one. Who knows? But you know what? I'm going to get into these two songs. And I'm going to say my goodnights now, man. Everybody be safe out there. Have a beautiful weekend. You know, make sure y'all stay tuned in. You know, your girl K Nicole is on every Friday, 11 o'clock. It's always got something coming to you. We always got something to talk about. So make sure y'all tune in. Stay tuned in. Make sure you're tuned in every Thursdays too, man. Check out DJ Big Stu doing his thing. You know how we go. Beef Stu Radio, y'all. This your girl, K Nicole. I'm giving you my outs. Everybody have a blessed weekend. And let's do get into the music. And I'll see y'all next Friday. Oh, you know how I do it. It's going down. Yeah.
Game. beats, too.